So it's a real pleasure to be here talking with you today, obviously a topic of great importance to many of us. So as Manjul said, this is my topic, and do I need to go over the details of Wang Long Bing for everyone? I think we've all heard it 1,000 times. As Manjul said, quite a dramatic reduction in yield has occurred. We had the lowest yield in 70 years last year, but this was in part affected by hurricanes. And we've had a nice bump up, which has got people feeling optimistic. But even based on the final projections for this last year, oranges are down 73% and grapefruit down 89% since the pre-HLB era. Obviously still a major fruit industry with over 440,000 acres. This is a really nice little project that our colleague Steve Futch took on, in which he photographed the same trees at the same time in successive years. And this, I think, does a pretty good job of showing what is generally in January, the appearance of HLB affected versus relatively healthy trees. You see much thinner canopy, lighter colored fruit, smaller fruit, fewer fruit, but still fruit that is good for producing juice, fortunately. So Melinda Klein with the Citrus Research Board has shared a few slides with me that I could include. First HLB find in California was 2012. So far, the sea lass plus trees have only been found in residential areas, and as of a few days ago, the total trees removed were 1,508. And you can see they're all here in Southern California. Although, unfortunately, that includes Riverside, which is where our citrus gene bank is. ACP is much more broadly established. It's the grayish dots here represent the ACP finds. And the orange represents the citrus industry. And you can see that there's some dramatic overlap in the Santa Barbara area in particular. But at least so far, even though there have been sporadic finds in the Central Valley, there have been no established populations. I make the statement when I speak in California that California could not have been luckier than to have Florida get the disease first, because they are convinced now that it really is a serious disease and that they're not going to just manage their way out of it. And, of course, there is also substantial research funding that's gone into trying to find solutions. So the California activities to control HLB and ACP include the citrus host control, eradication of trees that are infected, silage control with different components in commercial and residential areas. So overall, U.S. citrus production is heavily weighted towards sweet orange, 66%, and Florida is much more heavily weighted with 88% orange. And it's important to note that most of the important mandarin varieties and grapefruit are sweet orange hybrids. We now know that sweet orange is not a true species. It's a single hybrid and a series of mutants that have irradiated from that original hybrid. And so this really represents a monoculture. And as plant pathology dogma would have it, monoculture of a susceptible genotype is a situation in which you're setting yourself up for a severe epidemic, which is much as we have seen in HLB in Florida. So just a few comments. Now, this is a general consensus. This is me attempting to consolidate the many discussions I've had with researchers, seeing their presentations, talking with growers. It's uniformly observed that the infection with Labarobacter asiaticus interacts synergistically with any other stress. Successful Florida growers will repeat this phrase over and over again. They're now spoon-feeding the trees, providing them steady, regular doses of fertilizer and much more frequent, if smaller, irrigation. They can now grow sweet oranges of quality that's good for processing, but generally the yield is reported at about 60% of healthy trees. There are exceptions, some people doing worse and some doing better. Sweet oranges have successfully been replanted, and people have made money on those new plantings in the HLB era. Unfortunately, grapefruit is much more HLB sensitive, and few growers report profitable production, although I did see one 2 weeks ago that looked really quite good. And for many growers, in the last few years, Valencia in particular, our most important sweet orange variety, has started to look quite a bit better. Trees look remarkably healthy, and a few Hamlin blocks are showing the same thing. So there are a number of therapeutic approaches. In many cases, higher levels of micronutrients are applied. This seems to be almost universal. Jude is going to talk about this later. There are two bactericides registered for use against HLB, and no data that you can just look at. But in talking with growers, my impression is 25 to 35% of people are still using them. Two researchers at CREC in Lake Alfred have documented the impact of soil water pH, and a lot of growers are adjusting the pH to 6.5 or lower and reducing bicarbonates. Soil microbials, compost, mulch, these are among the things that people are looking at, as well as lots and lots of research being done on other therapies like antimicrobial peptides and double-stranded RNA targeting either the psyllid or the tree effects on interaction with the pathogen. Jules Janik asked me just before the talk whether anyone's growing citrus under screen. There are people who are doing this. There are a few commercial 40-acre screen houses in which citrus is being grown under this protective structure. Unfortunately, they don't do well with hurricanes, and a lot of them were compromised 2 years ago when Irma went through the state. This is a picture from Arnold Schumann, a researcher at CREC, who's really been spearheading this citrus under protective structure strategy. And you can see that he's producing lots of beautiful fruit and very high yields and very good packouts. But obviously, this is only applicable to high-value fresh fruit and probably not suitable for processing. So it's apparent that there's economically useful tolerance in some conventional mandarin hybrids. In particular, the background Clementine by Orlando and the sister of Orlando, Mineola, Clementine by Mineola, are among the best documented. We have just released our first Scion variety intended for fresh fruit production that has Pancyrus in its pedigree, and it looks quite good. And some rootstocks are reported to confer an enhanced performance, and Dr. Albrecht will be talking about that in a few minutes. Transgenics are making a lot of progress. Southern Garden Citrus and Texas A&M are the furthest along, and they also are looking at use of CTV vectors to suppress either the psyllid or HLB, or Liberbacter, I should say. This is an example of sugar bell, which is certainly among the most tolerant material that produces a good commercial quality fruit. This is, again, Clementine by Mineola from the University of Florida. Bear in mind, this is just total serendipity. All these things were developed long before HLB became an issue in Florida. And so we're now making aggressive crosses with things we know are tolerant in the hope of getting even better effects. This is an example of planting at our farm in Fort Pierce, which is not managed to control HLB or ACB. And you can see that our Pancyrus-containing cultivar Sun Dragon looks quite good here. This is another very conventional mandarin hybrid, Clementine by Orlando, which is still going under the name of 5-51-2. The dark green trees are in a sea of early pride. So it shows that some, but not all, mandarins are showing evidence of HLB tolerance. So this is a replicated trial at our Fort Pierce farm with 50 different selections. And the main reason I'm showing you this is that the top performers, talking about canopy density here in this column here, tree health, where 5 is the best, canopy volume, and the relative growth rate, the percent increase in the from the previous year in canopy. And you can see that the top two performers are very conventional mandarin types. Just below that are a few that have Pancyrus trifoliata. Down at the very bottom, Flame Grapefruit, the one true grapefruit in this trial, and Sunburst, which had formerly been one of our most important mandarin varieties. And Valencia still is looking good in some traits here, but has really fallen off in its relative growth rate, which we think is the first clear sign of not having HLB tolerance when the growth rate really drops. So the industry is discussing the OJ standards of identity in order to consider using these hybrids to enhance the OJ strain. One approach is to produce HLB tolerance so similar to sweet orange that they can be classified as sweet orange. This has been done before with AmberSweet, but it's a step-by-step, hybrid-by-hybrid, long-term approach. The other thing that's being considered is broadening the percent of other juice. Right now, for pasteurized orange juice, you can use up to 10% of mandarin hybrids. And so if we increase that to 25%, suddenly that gives us more latitude to try new varieties and know that it's got a market. The third and most aggressive notion is to broaden the definition of sweet orange. We know that sweet orange is about a 60% mandarin, 40% pomelo hybrid. And so if we were to say, just say similar pedigree, then that would give us a lot of latitude. And this is the focus of a NEFA grant. biotechnology, a lot of details here. Genome editing, of course, is a very attractive and exciting strategy. One of the things that's going to be necessary to do this, and Fred Gemitter is leading a group at UF, to get even better citrus genome assemblies so that we can get the right sequences we need to properly create the guide RNAs used for the CRISPR-Cas9 approach. So my opinion, HLB adjustment, of course, is also occurring within the context of dietary preferences. People are concerned that juice has got lots of sugar. Florida citrus will likely never reach 600,000 acres again. This is my opinion, not ARS policy. I always have to say things like this. And that's true of everything I'm saying here. Biotechnology will provide solutions in almost all of agriculture, including citrus production, and I think the remaining resistance to biotechnology will decline over time. And still, there will be some people, just as there are people who insist on organic produce, that will want non-biotech. There's going to be setbacks as well as progress. California and Arizona will benefit from the research that's being done and may be able to prevent a widespread epidemic. So the future is bright for citrus, I think, even in Florida. The Texas HLB status will now be brought to us by Catherine Simpson.
Thank you.